I need Psalm 33 in the Passion Translation. I'm going to need that later on. I may need it sooner than later. But that's one that I believe that I'm going to use. But I want you to open your Bible to a familiar passage of scripture, and that's Acts 16:25. Acts 16:25. I think I'll start there. I believe that's where I start. Now, I don't know how far we're going, but we're going to do something this morning. Hallelujah. What I mean by, I don't know how many scriptures I'm going to read. I may read the whole Bible. I don't know. But I don't know how far I'm going. Hallelujah. And it says, at midnight. Can we put that up? This is King James. Acts 16:25. I want y'all to listen. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises. What did they do?
Praise.
They prayed and did what?
Sang praises.
To who?
To God.
And who heard it? The prisoner heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. Suddenly. And suddenly, there was what? A great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, not gradually, but immediately, all the doors was open. And everyone band were loose. Huh? And the keeper of the prison awakened out of sleep, seeing the prison doors open, drew out his sword, and would have done what? Supposing that the prisoner had been fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we all here. Verse 29. Then he called for a light, springing in, and came trembling and did what? Fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. And they brought them and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said what? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Do what? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and the house. And the house. What I'm going to start out with, this title, and I don't know how well I'm going to stick to it, but this is what I'm starting out with. The weapon and the power of praise. The weapon and the power. A pray. Very familiar scripture. And I'm going to quote this one. Then I want you to read the other one in Psalm 139:14. It says, therefore, if any man, this is for 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be where? In Christ, he is a new creature. What is he? Old things are. Behold. And Psalm, what did I say? 139. Let me find it. Have y'all found it before I did? Okay. I'm looking for it. Psalm 139, and I believe verse 14. I'm still looking. I'm getting close. Got it. Psalm 139 and 14 says what? What will I do? Why will I praise God? I am fearfully, the devil see me coming, he trembles when he hear what comes out of my mouth. Anybody in the house yet? I have the ability to speak the word of God, and the devil see God, because I've been made like God. Did you get it? So I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, O Lord.